Fortify us, Lord. Give us what we need and teach us what we need to know, Lord. We count on you, Lord. We call on you, Lord. Take control right now. Take the ears of the listeners, Lord. Soften their hearts right now, Lord God, that the word that you speak can be interpreted in the way that you mean. Have your way, Lord. We need to hear from you. We call on you because we know that we can count on you. Take control right now. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. This is somewhat of a tough day. There's no use of me trying to act like it's not, but it's somewhat of a tough day. My wife said something to me sometime during this week. And she said, you know, Sunday could be your last sermon at CLLC. And I thought about that for a minute and I said, you know, that statement is always true. No matter when and what's going on. You know, when we get up in the morning, just because we get up on Monday, it doesn't mean you're going to get up on Tuesday. We tend to think so. You know, we say one thing that I know I could have been gone, and we say those kinds of things, but we really don't digest them that, you know, every time we move could be our last time. But on this day, when we contemplate where we are headed, and I want to thank Diane for the kind words that she shared, and I think we have grown tremendously as a group. And I think the Christians from CLLC can stand up to Christians anywhere. They are fortified. They are real people. They got something with them now. It really doesn't matter where you stand, where you sit, where you go, who you know. You are somebody. You're somebody in Christ, and you are God's people. Don't ever, ever, ever forget that. No matter what, that you are God's people, and you know Him as a personal Savior. And I promise not to do any crying. I'm a man. I love that statement. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we live long.
I do my share of crying, but I do it with the Lord most of the time. This morning, I want to leave a word which I hope God will allow me the way that He put it in my heart. A word that you can carry with you and always, regardless of what happens in the coming weeks, a simple word that you can go back to and be able to just to think of it in your mind. I want you to turn with me to chapter 28 of St. Matthew. And bear with me, I'm not sure which way this is going to go in. 28. And I want you to look down at the 16th verse. Matthew 28 and 16. It reads thusly. This is the New King James Version I'm reading from. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age." Hallelujah. We're going to continue just the fifth week, I think. The super topic we're talking about is making deep theology simple. And last week, the subtopic was serving a sovereign God. And this is really part two, if you will, serving a sovereign God. But the topic I want you to remember today, I even had a visual note. That's what I was hoping, the visual note. I want you to just place that in your head, in your mind. It's that sound that you make when you really realize something. You ever batted your head up against a wall long enough doing the same old thing, and then suddenly you say, "That's why I've been getting those headaches." You know, sometimes it's so simple how to lay your burden down. Same old thing over and over again. We worry about something, don't know what we're going to do, and cry at night and... Didn't plan that, but it's perfect. You know, that's a perfect visual. We've been propping that table up,
I know, right?
For the last 5 months.
It might have been yesterday.
But it's just not just that. That table will fall. You just touch it. Is that right? That table, you can't even move that table. If you do, it'll fall. Which table probably costs $15. But we've been messing with it for 6 months. We should have bought another one. I want that just to plant in your mind real good, so that on this journey that we're on, and the God that we serve, the God that can do anything. And
all right.
The God that we talk about, the God that we teach about, the God that we tell everybody else about, and just trust in Him, and then we'll turn around and start going through some strange changes ourselves. And what am I going to do now? And who do I turn to when things get rough? And what would I do if this happened or that happened? And all you have to do is just go, I serve a God that's got all power in His hand. You know, when Jesus was talking to His disciples, and they were in awe because He had caused the fig tree to dry up, and they were in awe. You know how we get when God does something, as if we don't know that God can do great things, but we're in awe. Every time God makes a move, we're in awe. And He said to them, "Verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done." How to make mountains move. How to make mountains move. You get it? How to make mountains move. No matter what I'm going through, no matter how tough it can get, if I can just remember, how to make mountains move. God said, all you have to do is believe and have no doubt.
No doubt.
The last few weeks, we resolved some things that gave us a basis, a way that we could make our call and our election sure, and have no doubt that we have eternal life. You remember we established what eternal life was, that John 17:3 said, "This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." If I can just know that I know that I know that I know God, if when I can get all alone by myself and know that I serve a God is sovereign. A God that has all power in his hand. A God that is everywhere at all time. No matter where I go, God is there. If I know him, I don't have to be around a special group of people in a special place, but if I know God, and I know that I know God, then whatever I go through, I can realize, I can say, I can do all things through Christ.
All right.
We talk about that being three things that we can do to really know we know him. Right. 2 weeks ago, we talked about putting him on trial. And you put God on trial by trusting him.
Yes.
Not by daring him, wonder if God can. You've been on this walk for a while now, and you know that he can.
Yes.
You know that he is able.
Yes.
So put him on trial. When you're going through something, and I know y'all are smart, can figure out everything, you self-made, don't need no help, you can do it yourself. When it gets so hard that you're struggling with it, and I know it's got to be real tough when you start struggling with it. I know that's the way I feel. Well, this must really be a problem because I can't even figure it out. Me. You know how we are. We might not tell everybody, but we're thinking, I can figure this thing out. But when you are struggling with it, put God on trial. Right in the midst of whatever you're going through, just stop for a minute, because even though you are so busy all the time, even you can back up and take 10 minutes and say, let me just get this off my mind for a minute and commune with the God that I serve, the God that I tell people can do anything, the God that I admire, the God that's omnipotent. And let me just sit for 10 minutes and allow him to come in.
Yes.
And allow him to direct my thinking and ask him to direct my next move. Confident feeling, isn't it? That's a confident word. I'm doing the same thing over and over again, and I'm getting the same results over and over again. I'm no happier today than I was yesterday, and I want to know why I'm no happier. I did the same thing I did yesterday. I was sad then, and I'm sad now. Maybe, just maybe, I ought to try something different. Just maybe I ought to give God don't not talking about telling the preacher that you're going to give your life to God or you're going to make a change or any of that foolishness. I'm talking about you and God and saying, let me look at myself. And when I look at me and I realize that I'm no God, I'm not in charge, yes. But I do know that there's someone greater than me. Yes. Even if he's the one that I've gotten so smart that I deny. You can't deny something that's not there. You ever thought about how silly that sounds? I deny nothing. You got to know that there's something greater than you. You got to know that there's something that's calling you, something that's causing you to question. That's how you know that God is calling you, because you know it's something.
Yes, sir.
Put him on trial. Then, last week, we talked about fully understanding his authority. God possesses, he has everything that's of any value. He owns everything that's of any value. Anything that you need in this world that's of any value, God has it.
Yes.
He has the authority of the weather. He can make the weather do whatever he pleases. You know anybody else that can do that? Oh, we smart. Do you know what causes a tornado, Reverend Matt?
No, I do not.
Reverend Riley, do you know what causes a tornado? Oh, we can tell you. We got all of it. We know. We can tell you what causes that. And we can tell you that it's coming. There's a good chance that one is going to come today because of this or because of that. But I'm not interested in what caused. I want you to stop it. I want you to say to the tornado, peace. Be still. I don't know a man like that. I don't know any man that can do that. But I know a God that can.
Yes.
So I'm not in control. Is that right? Anybody else out there in control? Because I give you good money, because when they start threatening me with a tornado, I just want somebody to say, be still.
Yes.
I can't find nobody. Understand God's authority to speak to the wind. See, I want you to get a clear understanding. And then what we talk about today, to accept his commission, be able to say, Lord, I'll go wherever you send me. I'll go. When you are led by the Spirit, hallelujah. When you can realize that everything that happens God either ordained it,
all right,
or he allowed it to happen.
Everything.
See, this sounds so simple because it's deep theology. Mm-hmm. It's accepting a sovereign God. This becomes hard to us because, see, it's easy for us to say we understand it, but until we really get it, until we can really say,
yes,
I get it.
Uh-huh.
I really get it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we like to be in control of things. So we convince ourselves that we are really in control. I got my 4K working. Some people say, for what? I got this in place.
Uh-huh.
I got that in place. If this business stops, I got this one working. I got everything mapped out. And from a world perspective, you're looking good. But from a common sense perspective, you realize that I'm not in control of anything. Allow me to be personal here just a minute. Because my nephew's been on my mind for 2 weeks now. You know my nephew, bouncing around, jumping around, moving, he always moving, doing something, smiling, grinning, happy. You know him. He had been to my house the day before.
Jesus.
But now he's going through something with God. But it's all right because he's going through it.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
And one of the things that he's going through now, when I start to tell him that, just be still because nothing has happened to you that God did not ordain or allow.
All right.
So everything is absolutely all right. How to make mountains move. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And that word appointed, it means they were where God had directed them. That's all we have to do. Make sure that I'm doing what God tells me to do. Go where God tells me to go. He may have you doing one thing and have me doing another, but be sure that God has placed you and you are where God wants you to be.
Yes.
So his disciples had come to where he had appointed them.
Uh-huh.
And when they saw him,
mm-hmm,
they worshiped him. But some doubted. I know there ain't none of us here that ever doubt. We too far into faith to ever doubt. And we talk about him too much to doubt. We even got a song go like that on it. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. But all you got to do is let your finances run slack and all of a sudden you panic.
Yes.
So some worship him and some doubt it. Jesus told him, all power is given unto me. On heaven, in heaven and on earth.
Yes.
All authority has been given to me. Mm-hmm. All authority, all nations, all things, all days. I have the power.
Yes.
Over time itself. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that?
Yes.
You don't need to seek any other power. All you got to do is realize that none of it belongs to you. All power belongs to Him. And when God commissions us to do something, He commissions us on the basis of His authority. When God tells us to go, it's an authoritative command. It's not a suggestion.
All right.
When God empowers you and tells you to go, it's a command. It says, I have endowed you with everything you need to do what I'm calling you to do, so go. Anybody in here feel like they're fulfilling their whole Christian duty? I almost raised my hand, but I caught it in between. You see, you have been empowered. But we have this constant battle that we go through with God. If I do this, then I have to give up this. And somebody might think this if I do that. And I don't want to say that because it might hurt somebody's feelings. But when God says to you, when He empowers you and He says, go.
Yes.
It's not a bargain.
Yes.
It's a command.
Yes.
Why are we the world in such a mess? Are you doing your part to get us out of this mess? What can I do? Do what God calls you to do. Go therefore, because He has the authority. When He sent His disciples out, He knew what they had. He knew what kind of people He was dealing with. Peter. Y'all remember Peter? Peter had made false promises and denied Jesus 3 times, but yet Jesus said to him, go. Because He empowered him. James and John were quick to condemn and requested authority to command fire from heaven to consume the Samaritans because they didn't receive. You know, we like to judge other folk because of what they're not doing, but God knew who He was dealing with. But even with those flaws, He said to John and James, go. Philip had walked with Jesus, but he didn't even know who he was.
Oh, Lord.
Then that's our favorite, Thomas. Oh, doubting Thomas. Show me. So God knows.
Yes, He does.
Who He's dealing with when He empowers us and says, go. Go ye into all the world and make disciples. And you can't make a disciple if you're not one.
Well,
I'm about ready to close. Let me give you a test here as we close. Since God has all power. You realize that, right? Since we have no power, and since Christ is God, and Christ is in me. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me? God has all power. Mm-hmm. I have no power. Mm-hmm. But Christ is in me. So you know what that means? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I can just get out of God's way, if I can stop trying to figure it out and be so smart and to keep up with what the world's doing, if I can just get out of God's way and let him have his way in me, I can do all things. Realizing that all authority belongs to him. And no one or nothing can keep me from going where he sends me. And no one or nothing can keep me from doing what he commands me. How to make mountains move. When you're going through something, these next few weeks, no matter how tough things might get, when you're going through something, sit down for a minute and say, That's when you realize something. That's when you realize the power of Almighty God. I'm not talking about saying it. I'm talking about realizing. The songwriter said, this morning, some of y'all, tomorrow morning, Monday morning, when you get up,
yes,
get up. This morning, when I rose, no doubt, get up tomorrow morning. Go with God tomorrow. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Anybody here can use a new start? Tomorrow is a brand new day, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go with God, and I'm going to fight off all the evil. When people start trying to throw rocks at me, I'm going to go with God tomorrow, and particularly if it's a good day, a bright day. I think that's what they're projecting.
Yes.
Of course, they don't know. But if it is, get up tomorrow and go with God. If something's been dragging you down, get up and go with God. Give him a chance. He'll make a difference. Deep theology made simple. Anybody got something in mind? Worried about something? Anybody worried about something? Now take that and about $2 and you might get a cup of coffee. Because there's nothing else that worry is going to do for you. How many times have we worried? It's the same thing every time. Every time we worry about something, we just worry and all we do is make ourselves older. And so why do we keep doing it? Trust in God. And he'll make a difference. Give him a chance. Put him in charge of your life. Give him one day.
All right.
to see if he can make a difference. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Gracious and eternal God, he who knows all and sees all. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for walking with us. We thank you, Lord, for talking with us. We thank you, Lord, for putting up with us. But Lord, right now, we ask for you just to come right now and guide us and lead us in these next months, Lord God, that is coming. Guide us and lead us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord. Mm-hmm. Remove anything that blocks us from worshiping you, Lord. Set us up in a way that we can at least try you, Lord, and see if you'll make a difference in our walk. See if you'll make a difference in our talk. Oh God, we call on you. We count on you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah, God. Thank you. Yes, oh God. Thank you.